Now, if someone has a good sense of humor, I mean, if someone is very funny, like your husband, when he was telling us stories the other day, you might say he has a good sense of
humor.
Okay, and the red stuff that some women put on their face is
rouge.
Okay, now what's a dude?
That's somebody that just comes into the country that doesn't know his way around.
Okay. So would you have ever called someone who came in here and was pretending he knew a lot about mining? Was that a word you would have used to describe him, an old dude? Maybe somebody from back east?
Well, dudes were mostly people that come into the farming country or the rodeos and things like that. What did they call the miners that didn't know too much? I guess they were dudes, too.
Okay, that's what I was wondering, if they had a word for miners who were like that, you know, some
that thought they knew.
Yeah, some you know, fancy guy from back east who thought he knew what he was doing, and he didn't. The place where they bury people is called
a cemetery.
Okay, and the service they have for
funeral.
Okay, and the thing they bury them in,
casket.
Okay, now up here in the old days, when somebody passed away, did they did the family go through a period of
mourning?
Yes. Did they do that?
Some families.
I was wondering if they had like a wake, anything like a wake or...
Not that I remember of.
Okay. The time when the family would sit with the body.
Not that I remember of. No.
Did they have any haunted houses in this area when you were little that you were afraid of?
No, not that I was afraid of.
Okay. But did they have haunted houses? Or?
Some people said they were. Okay. I can't remember where they were. The Catholic school, they tried to say that old Catholic school up on top, and they tore it down. It's Catholic school.
Was haunted.
That's what they said, but come to find out there was some old guy holding seances up there. They tore it down in 1934. Oh, it was a beautiful big building. We shouldn't have turned it.
Isn't that terrible the way they tear things down?
That's awesome. Melvin Blake.
Oh, Avon, don't tell that. It's going on here.
When we finish up, then we'll do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
What, and building haunted houses are haunted by...
ghosts?
Okay. Okay. Now, earlier, last time we talked about God, the opposite of God, the old guy who lives down below, is the...
devil?
Yeah. Did they ever call the devil anything else here? Did any of the old miners have another name for the devil? They ever call him...
I don't know.
Okay.
Just like I don't think so.
Okay. The devil is the word that most people use. Okay. If you've worked really hard all day, and you're tired, you might turn to your husband and say, you know, I am really...
exhausted.
Okay. And if you're disgusted with something, you might say, I'm really... would you say...
disgusted.
Okay, that's fine. And if you're really angry, you might say, I am really...
mad.
Okay. And if when you were little, if you were scared of something or frightened, you might say, I'm really...
frightened.
Okay.
Scared.
Did you ever...
scared.
Okay. Did you ever say scared to death?
Yeah, once in a while.
Okay, if you were really scared.
Yeah.
And if you had to leave somewhere in a hurry, what would you tell the people that you were with? Would you say, I've got to...
go.
Okay. Would you ever say, I got to take off or got to get out of here?
I usually say, I've got to go.
Okay. Now, December 25th, people around here wish each other a...
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, and a... On the 1st of January.
Happy New Year.
Okay. Now,